Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Flesh, Wound, Fist, the show where the intro does not get old. This is Ozzy V, the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent. And with me, as always, on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous juggler Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Fantastic. It's still hockey playoffs and life is good. How about yourself, Ozzy?
It's good. That actually reminds me, I had to sign up something with an agency and I had to fill out some information about how long I had been a trivia host, and they wanted an actual date. And I remember the day that my first night of trivia, a waiter accidentally tripped over the power cord, messed up the power cord. And then like my boss needed to come and it was a big thing or whatever. And of course, this was my first night. One of my old roommates, Michael Porter, I doubt you're watching, but thank you for coming. He saw this whole thing manifest in front of him. Now, the Ducks were playing the Chicago Blackhawks that night, and the Ducks were up. And while stuff was happening to me, you had a bunch of people in the Slater's 50-50 in Lake Forest kind of like, you know, making comments at me because like I'm the new guy or whatever. And I was like, you know, like I totally get that. But at the same time, like I'm a huge believer in karma and I would hate for anything bad to happen to your team. And if you look back, it was May 19th, 2015. The Ducks went into triple overtime with the Chicago Blackhawks, ultimately losing 3-2. If they just left me alone, the Ducks would have advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals that year. And who knows what would have happened. But anyhow, I digress. Also with us, ladies and gentlemen, Flesh Wound producer Todd. How you doing, Todd?
Chilling.
I have to applaud you, as always, for that fantastic intro. I could just watch it every single time, all the freaking time. I wish it could be our new intro, but it is special. It is once a month in this episode that is Flesh Wound Fist. And this month we are reviewing Beverly Hills Cop 2, obviously the follow-up to the very successful Beverly Hills Cop film. Todd, do you have a trailer available?
Yes, sir.
Axel Foley is back.
Who is he?
I'd say he's a cop.
This is a Detroit badge. What the hell are you doing in Beverly Hills?
I'm going deep, 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 deep undercover.
Back where he doesn't belong.
Excuse me, we're the owners of this house.
They're in Hawaii for a week while the construction's happening.
I'm Axel Foley, Beverly Hills building inspector.
You've stolen this house.
How do you steal a house? It's my uncle's house.
Reunited with all his old buddies.
What the hell's going on here? Who the hell are you?
I'm Johnny Wishbone, psychic extraordinaire. If you need me, just think Johnny Wishbone and I come running. Lots and bits. It's like kibbles and bits, but different.
Oh, this is a big mistake, a big mistake.
Would you lighten up and take some risks?
This is definitely breaking the law.
So how long would it take to shave those legs anyway?
I suppose you're trying to be Charlie.
Actually, I'm just offering my grooming services.
Get out of here, you degenerate! I want you out of here!
Is this a black thing?
Hey! Tell you how long you're gonna break it!
I need authorization.
Authorized!
Are we having a problem here?
Hugh Hefner! Axel Foley! And this is Max. And Max kills cops for a living!
Well, do the brakes work?
I don't know, I haven't tried them yet!
Kill him, burn him, blow him away.
Don't worry about a thing, want a job?
That's what I'm afraid of!
Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop 2, The Heat's back on.
The heat's back on, but we didn't license the song again. Once again, that was the trailer for Beverly Hills Cop 2, released on May 24th, 1987, with a runtime of 100 minutes, starring Eddie Murphy, Judge Reinhold, and John Ashton, written by Dan Nilo Batch, Daniel Petrie Jr., and Eddie Murphy, with director Tony Scott. Initial thoughts on this? I hadn't seen the original Beverly Hills Cop, as previously mentioned on our last review of this. So naturally, when it comes to sequels, everybody's a little bit hesitant. Everybody's a little bit weary.
Is Ghostbusters 2.
How dare you?
Godfather 3.
Superman 4.
Okay, we could go on for days. However, I had my expectations low because it was a sequel. It's rare that the sequels are as good even as the originals. So I'm not sure if my low bar may have really significantly shifted my opinion. But I was thoroughly entertained. Not as great as the first one, but still very good. And I'll elaborate a little bit on that further. Todd?
First off, the soundtrack. Shakedown is no Neutron Dance. I'm saying the soundtrack doesn't hit the peaks of the first one. So we're thrown back to the first, which we use part one music in the trailer too. Just saying, Neutron Dance. But yeah, I think I liked this more as a kid. I remember being really hyped up for it and could see it. And I have always really liked it. I think it's probably dropped a couple pegs for me since I was a kid though.
Interesting.
Because it is it's a real sequel. Like we're hitting a lot of the beats of the first one over.
So right.
That stands up more as an adult. But it's still a fun film.
And I think, but more to that point, it's that it's actually hitting those beats, and those beats still feel fresh. So it doesn't it doesn't feel washed or tiresome. Greg?
Yeah, this was this is making our way to the third one, in which I always get really excited for. Because it features my home, my favorite job as a teenager, which was at Great America, which it was filmed partially at. So
for a second, I thought you were setting up and you're about to tell me that there was a lost skeleton of Cadaver 3. And I was about to completely lose my mind.
Unfortunately, remember, the Kickstarter did not happen.
I wonder why.
I know. Ozzy would have fucking...
See what happens? Just leave it be. I'm sorry. Continue, Greg.
I'm sure that movie costs like $12 to make anyway, so won't take much of a Kickstarter.
$12.50 Canadian.
That's right. So yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed these films in general. I was looking forward to seeing how the second one was. Because it's been a long time. I know I've seen bits and pieces, but I don't think I've ever seen it in one full sitting. It was a good time outside of Eat the Floor. I don't know why, but that it was just weird. It just didn't feel threatening. Outside of that, I was really excited throughout the whole thing.
I can imagine that'd be the director being like, okay, what would you say to sound intimidating? I'd say Eat the Floor. And everybody would just sort of be like, it's natural for them to say, so I guess. This character of Axel Foley reminds me so much of Bugs Bunny. Because he's got the multiple roles, right, that he'll just get into real quick, like in a moment's notice. And that was going to lead into my favorite moment, one of them, but I didn't want to take this opportunity going first, so to speak, and picking potentially one of the greatest movies or greatest moments of the movie. I want to give that designation to Todd because I have a feeling on what he might say.
As I'm trying to pull mine up to get the exact line. I don't know. I'm curious what you think mine is now. I really don't know. I have a very specific, like weird, like sequence of lines that I'm trying to look up right now. I'm like, come back to me. I didn't let me go first, but right, I'm
sure,
not ready.
Sure.
I'm trying to.
Well, I didn't want to hog the one because I thought when it was gonna be like, I had that one.
Mine's a really weird one.
Okay. Like okay.
It's not even gonna make anyone laugh.
Okay. Greg.
Mine was actually in the trailer. The whole cement truck scene, that whole bit, where he's like, is his steering wheel working? You know, that whole, like, building that whole segment up was fantastic. And then even when they end up parking, it was a nice little bow that wrapped on top of the whole thing. So that whole scene was fantastic.
I think what was really, it was nice to see progression for Rosewood, Judge Reinhold's character, from the first movie to the second. From the first, he has the respect of nobody, right? And you see things turn out well for him, and that they build off that, where then he's starting to get more confidence in himself. So that was kind of cool to see that arc happen. Now, when I was going into saying that Axel Foley reminds me so much of Bugs Bunny, is because I absolutely bust up when he can instantaneously just jumps into a character, like he was talking about the psychic, or he's talking about the building inspector, just within nanoseconds, just like Bugs Bunny would do. And I love that so much. However, that is a very, it's very easy to point out and appreciate. What made me laugh really hard was some information that I had regarding the making of the movie. So when they're in Rosewood's apartment, and there's all these movie posters in there, and they find out that he's actually, like, really into these war movies, really into action, guns, all this stuff. You see a picture of Rambo, but then as there's a scene when he's using the phone, and you see a poster of Cobra right there, I lost it. Because as in our last review of Beverly Hills Cop, Sylvester Stallone was originally supposed to be cast as Axel Foley, and he wanted to take it in more serious tone. Then he left the project, and that turned into Cobra, and the full poster of Cobra is in frame. Like, come on, like, Todd, come on. That's too funny.
Oh yeah. Well, not only that, you also have to think, well, first Eddie took his movie and made Beverly Hills Cop. Now this one, he's taking his woman. You got Brigitte in this one too, straight up.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that. That's pretty good. That's it's almost like inside baseball stuff. That's pretty funny. So do you have a moment?
Yeah. Okay. Well, mine's actually two things, because the other one's a quote, and it's like just a weird thing we used to always do. The part that, like, got me, I'll do this one. This one made me laugh more this time than any other time. And this does seem like one you might have left for me. When we're in the gentleman's club and they tell him that he's President Ford. Just the whole situation that plays out. I loved that bit. It showed them evolving too a little. So they were a lot, you know, they're friends now. So that was that. Okay. Now the weird thing, and I had to pull it up so I could have it. We had, for some reason, this, when we were kids, teenagers, whatever the hell you want to call us, annoying assholes, this used to make us laugh for some reason, no matter what. And we just randomly quote it. And every once in a while, I still hear it. And like one person will get it, and that'll probably be Caesar. And there's this like weird like through line about Charles and Carlos like throughout it. So we used to just always just, you know, bring up the, you know, the whole line is all the notes were, mind you, were signed Carlos, which, as you all know, is Spanish for Charles. Now that alone, that would make us break. Just that line, that it. So like I said, that wasn't worth my funny part, but it is like a little inside thing we used to do. So, but yeah, definitely Gerald Ford. That was hilarious this time.
Todd, you at least provided a window, you know, back into your little bit of childhood there. So that was fun to share, or fun to listen to. Thank you for sharing. So now we mentioned about this hits a lot of the same beats as the first movie. It hits them well, but it doesn't hit them just as straight repetition. As I mentioned, with the character development, you see more of an arc happen following the events of the first movie, not just everything being repeated. And I think that definitely made it help feel fresh.
And it was Bobby Brown free, so I give that props.
Right. But I had a lot of fun with this. While not as great as the first one, I still believed it was very, very good. And I would mark it, because there were some moments where it did feel slightly generic in terms of its story, and just kind of felt in the sense like, well, yeah, they wanted to make a sequel, sure. So that's the only real flaw I saw with it, like especially during this bank robbery scene, Greg, you mentioned the line, eat the floor. Just something seemed like off, like did not necessarily that it didn't fit, but it's like when you get like a universal piece for your car that's supposed to be like a universal part and it's not made by the actual manufacturer. It fits, but it doesn't like fit perfectly, you know, like, and that's how I felt about some of these scenes, but it wasn't so impactful that I would mark it off a full point. So I would give this a 4.5 from me.
I mean, yeah, this movie's still a lot of fun. I don't know. Like, I don't think it really took too much of a dip. And I think because it's been a bit since when we last watched the first one, my memory of a gnat plays well in this moment. So I'm still able to enjoy this fully. As a matter of fact, I really appreciated Judge Reinhold's whole them just being like, this guy's a nut job, you know, and diving into his character. So I this is still a solid 5 for me.
Okay. Todd?
Yeah, they tackleberry him up a little too much for me, but I do like this one. I have fun with it. I'm a 4. It's still solid. So
yeah, like still said, definitely worth checking it out as of today, April 28th, as of this recording, I should say. It is available to stream on Paramount Plus, so if you're a subscriber there, check that out. And is, of course, available to purchase or rent wherever you consume your favorite digital content. Do you gentlemen have that? I mean, I have some news. I mean, not like, I guess, somewhat big news, but some updates, so to speak. Todd, do you, or Greg, do you guys have any updates before I get into my updates?
I will say this Saturday, this Saturday, May 5th, I believe is the date. You can see Michael Kruger on IWA Deep South on Stream XPW in the main event against Bryant Woods. So check
Bryant
it out.
Woods
so
he's gonna get his ass kicked.
He is.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
And yeah, order, watch along, $17.99. Support Kruger.
And where can they see this?
StreamXPW.com.
StreamXPW.com. And when is that?
That is this Saturday. I know I have the graphics on every other one but this one, so I'm trying to like look it up and double check it.
Okay. So, all right. I'm gonna Greg, before I jump into my stuff, do you have anything?
I just like have a fun little story.
Oh, here we go. Mind. Of course, please.
So turned 40 the other day, and
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
The big 4-0.
I was stoked about it, and you know, thinking, you know, new changes gonna kind of work on the health and do all these things, and it's a new time to get all this stuff done. And so for dinner, we even ate healthy, and I had gotten, you know, a nice little thing, a fruit bowl and some vegetables and all this fun jazz. And I was like, this is going to be good. And I went to sleep and it's like, this next day, it's going to be great. Gonna get things going at work. An hour into my sleep, wake up with like the most intense pain in my back because the gas from the fresh fruit and everything ended up going up into my upper back. And I was up for like 4 or 5 hours, and I was like, this is getting old shit. This is some garbage eating healthy. Who does this crap? So lesson to be learned. Don't change your diet. Keep eating unhealthy. You'll be in less pain that way.
Wow. Oh yeah. Man.
Yeah.
That is great.
Way to turn that calendar.
Holy Toledo. That is.
I'm glad I double checked because I said Saturday, May 5th. It's Sunday, May 5th. This Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday, May 5th.
Yes. $17.99 on pay per view. StreamXPW.com. And it will be, it has a bell time of 2 p.m. Central. So I believe that's noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Wait. Noon Eastern, 3 Pacific.
Sorry. Okay. All right. So. Be sure to check that out. Now I kind of got a few things. Of course, trivia update. I'll be hosting trivia this week, Monday through Thursday. Monday at the Rush Barn Grill, beginning at 6:30 in Lake Forest. Tuesday at the Brewery in Placentia, beginning at 7 o'clock. Wednesdays in Los Alamitos at Griffin's Grill, beginning at 7:30. However, that location might change. I'll update soon, hopefully doing future recordings. We'll check on that. Best to call the venue to see if they're going to have trivia, and you could always ask if I'm going to be there. And lastly, every Thursday at the Honeypot Meadery in Anaheim at 7:30. As always, free to play and prizes for the top winning teams. Now, a couple of wrestling announcements. First, the closest one is going to be Friday, May 10th in Santa Ana, California at 119 North Bush Street for Dream Slam Wrestling. It is Lucha's Lot Mania. I have my client that I'm representing, Rilla Wolf, going up against Bovi. There's just stuff happening where the commissioner might ban us from ringside. I'm a little pissed off about that. The city of Santa Ana already sucks, so they're probably bitter about that and want not me to be there. But I'm going to try to be there because the more money, or rather, the more wins he gets, the more I get paid. There's that. Also, on Saturday, that'll be May 25th, I will be in Corona for 3PWA Day of Champions. That'll be at the UFC gym beginning at 7 o'clock. Oh, and I do apologize. Lucha's Lot Mania will be beginning at, we have a time that is,
See, not easy.
I have a lot of information here. It's May 10th. You can check out the Instagram Dream Slam Wrestling for an actual start time, because it seems it's missing from my information here. But 3PWA on May 25th in Corona, which will be starting at 7 o'clock with a bell time at 6:30. Come on by, say hi, and what's up. So those are the updates I have for at least the month of May. I'll update as necessary as we continue. Gentlemen, you guys have anything else before you head out for the evening?
If anyone wants to donate $1,000 so I can buy an automatically transforming transformer, that'd be great.
I think you meant to say three so we can all get one.
I want to see, yeah, seriously. You know what I want to see? I want to see a transformer that transforms into a guitar. That'd be pretty sweet. Yeah.
A functioning guitar too. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, the cars were functioning. Really?
Fair.
So, all right. So that concludes this episode of Flesh Wound Fist. Join us again next month. We're going to review Beverly Hills Cop 3, getting us ready for the release of Beverly Hills Cop 4 this July. But we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we will be celebrating May the 4th by reviewing the film Fanboys. Come on by, check it out. It's going to be a fun discussion, a fun time. For world-famous juggler Greg Larson and Flesh Wound producer Todd, I'm Ozzy V. We'll see you next time right here on a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Fist.